Today's daf is Makis Daf Zayin, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah on the top of Daf Vav Amud Beis was darshaning the pasuk al pi shnayim eden yakum davar. And the Gemara said, Rabbi Yossi says that in order to give somebody Mises Bezdin, the person that's being killed would have to have Asra, but not just Asra. His lashon is Achiyu Shnei Edov Masrim Bo. You need that the two Edim that are going to testify against them in court, they themselves should be the ones that have given Hasra. But if the Edim themselves were not the ones that gave Asra, even if he got Hasra from somebody else, there's a halacha, a gzeiras hakasav, al pi shnayim edim, it has to come from the mouth of the two edim, the person would not be killed. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Papa Labayas, Rav Papa told Abayas, Miyasle, the Rav Yossi, I svara. Does Rav Yossi really hold such a halacha? Could it be that Rav Yossi holds that Asra is a gzeiras hakasav? That Rav Yossi holds that even though the person was warned, but to the extent that he wasn't warned by the Edom themselves, so there's no halacha of al pishnayim Edom yakum davar, you wouldn't be able to kill him. But time we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Yossi says, Hasoinei nerag mipneishahu kemuid umusra. If Reuven hates Shimon, and now Reuven kills Shimon, so the halacha is, even if Reuven wasn't warned, there was no hasra, still he's killed. And the reason is because we assume that he knows what he's doing. What's the basis to assume that? Because he hates him. So it's very likely, it's Gantz Yitochin, that he knows exactly what's going on, and he's doing it maliciously because this is something that he wants to do. Now, the Ritva speaks out a very important caveat just to be able to understand the Ivrit Taich of the Gemara, and that is that when we say that a Soini doesn't need Asra, that's assuming that a Soini knows that it's Asra to kill and that he's about to kill. So to the extent that he knows that, the only lack of clarity is, does he really mean to kill the person? See, usually when you warn a person, you let him know, you understand what you're about to do. That we don't have to do with the signing. But any other element of Hasra, where there may be concern that maybe he's not 100% sure about what he's about to do, for that certainly you would need Hasra. But the bottom line is that to the extent that we're concerned that this person doesn't know what's going on, you have to warn him. But to the extent that we're not concerned that this person doesn't know what's going on, for example, a signing, we look at him as if he's a Mu'ad Musra, as if he already had Hasra. What's the kasha? If Rabbi Yossi Lishitasi in our Mishnah holds that Hasra needs to be done al pishnayim edim, that means Hasra is not just a practical thing. There's actually a very specific regimented Shulchan Aruch that needs to be followed when you give somebody Hasra. So if Hasra needs to be done al yidei edim, what does that mean? That means there's a din Hasra. So if there's a din Hasra, you should have to give Hasra to a soine as well. From the fact that Rabbi Yossi says soine ain't tzarech Hasra, it sounds like Hasra is just a practical thing. If you need it, you give it. If you don't need it, you don't give it. If that's the case, it doesn't make sense that Hasra should have to be al yidei edim. Because again, it's not a din as much as a practicality. So how do you reconcile these two Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, Amalei Yehud, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehud. Now you reconcile them? You say they're not the same Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah is Stam Rabbi Yossi in Shas, who's Rabbi Yossi ben Reb Chalafta. He's the father of Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. He's the author of Seder Olam. He's the Stam Rabbi Yossi that halacha kemoisei b'chol makayim, that's nimukai imai. This Rabbi Yossi that says hasoinei nerag b'mneishahu kemuad umusra is Rabbi Yossi b'Reb Yehuda. The time learned in the Brais, Rabbi Yossi b'Yehuda Omer, Chavre in Tzarech Hasra. Talmud Chacham doesn't either need Hasra. Lefishalei nitna Hasra. The whole point of Asra is just to be mafchim in shoygel meizid, to make sure this person realizes that what he's about to do is aser. Talmud Chacham knows halachas, he knows Shulchan Aruch. I can't learn it. He doesn't need the master to tell him that what he's about to do is aser, and it's for that reason chaver ain't tzarech hasra. So this Stam Rabbi Yossi that said hasoine ain't tzarech hasra, the Gemara thought is the Stam Rabbi Yossi in Shas, who's Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, and that's why the Gemara has to steer it to Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. And for the Gemara, it's not Stam Rabbi Yossi in Shas; it's really Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. And even though usually Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda would be referred to as Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, not Stam Rabbi Yossi. Good. This is an exception. But here, Rabbi Yossi means Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Fakir, it's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Lishitasai. He holds Chaver ain't Tzarech Hasra, he holds Soine ain't Tzarech Hasra, because Hasra is not a din as much as it's something that if it's necessary, you give it. If it's not necessary, you don't give it. Clearly, Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah argues, Rabbi Yossi holds Hasra is a din. You can't kill somebody unless it was Hasra. Not only would there have to be Hasra, the Hasra would have to be Al Yidei, the Eidim. Dovarach, and the Mishnah said another thing that we learn from Al Pishnayim Eidim, that Shaloitei Sanhedrin Shoymas Pia Torgiman, that the Sanhedrin, when they accept Edus, Vedina Nefashis, so they couldn't work through a translator. They couldn't work through an interpreter. They themselves would have to listen, understand what the Edom are saying. Says the Gemara, on that note, Hanilu Uzi, there were foreigners. Rashi says, Balei Loshen Acheres. There were people that came from some foreign nation. They didn't speak the local language, the Asa L'Kamedei Rav, and they came to Rava's court. Rava didn't understand what they were saying. So, Oiki Rava, Torgimen Beinai. So Rava appointed a translator, and he had the translator tell them, or tell him, what the Edom were saying. How was Rava able to do this? He's a Toyibet Var Mishnah. But now the Mishnah said, Shlei Teisan Hedron Shemaz V'Piyah Torgimen. So the Gemara, Rava made the Havayada, not the Hava Amri. Rava actually knew what they were saying, says the Gemara. Meaning, Rava understood the language, he just couldn't speak the language. So Rava didn't need the Torgimen to tell him what the Edom was saying, that he understood by himself. He was just unable to respond to them. He understood it, he didn't speak it. To communicate to the Edom via a Torgamon, that's okay. You're just not allowed to be makabel the Edus al Yudin Torgamon. Rava didn't do that. It's for that reason it wasn't an issue. Ilo Vituvio Kravid the Arva Havas. Mar tells another story regarding Kraven related to saying Edus. What does that have to do with anything we're talking about? So it actually goes back to last night's stuff. To Davav, we had the halachas of Nimtza Echad Meim Karav Epasel Edus and Betela. But either way, Ilo V'Tuvya Kravet Arba Hava. Ilo V'Tuvya, these were the names of two people. They were signed on a shtar. And they found out later, Bezdin did, that they were related to the Arif, the person that had co-signed the shtar. So this shiloh was brought to Rapapa, and they wanted to know what Rapapa's opinion was. Is this shtar apostle shtar, or is it not apostle shtar? So sovra Rapapa the Meimar, Gabi Loivo Malva Ruchikim. Being that these Edom were not related to the Loivo Malva, they were Ruchikim, they weren't Kroivim. So what should be the issue? Amalei Ravuna Breid Rav Yeshua, the Rapapa, Ravuna Breid Rav Yeshua was there, and he told Rapapa, let me ask you a question. If the Loivo doesn't have money, Lav Basar Arva Azal, aren't they Malva? Isn't the Malva going to go to the Arev to collect? So that even though this second, if everything goes the way it's supposed to, the fact that the Edom are craving to the Arev will be neither here nor there. But what if things don't go the way they're supposed to? What if the Loiva doesn't have money to pay back? Obviously, we're going to go to the Arev. I mean that they're craving to the Arev. Therefore, he held that the shtar needs to be puzzled right now. We're going through Gemaras, obviously, that require Shikul Adas, that require more time, but just one Ha'ara. So we mentioned over here, the Mishnah says, that when the Bezim was Mekabel Edos, they couldn't be Mekabel Pi HaTorgimon, but rather they had to accept it directly. They had to accept the Edus directly from the Edom. And it's of course because of this Mishnah that we know that the Sanhedrin had to be Bekiyim in the Shivim Lashonis. Big son of Seresh, they didn't realize Mordechai was a member of the Sanhedrin, and he was able to speak the language that they were speaking. Meaning, as a member of the Sanhedrin, you had to be a Baki in all these different Lashonis. Why do you have to be a Baki in all these different Lashonis? For this halacha. How else are they going to be Mekabaledis if a murder took place in some foreign land, and now they come to the Bezdin Agadol or to a Bezdin Shechav Gimel, they want to say Edos? How's the Sanhedrin going to be able to judge this case? They have to be Mekabaledis, and you can't be Mekabaledis, Mekabaledis. So it's because of this Mishnah that you have that halacha. So it's just kedai to chazer over the credentials that a person had to have in order to be a member of the Sanhedrin. The Rambam talks about it in the beginning of Perek Beis, Hilchas Sanhedrin. Says the Rambam, Ein mamidim in Sanhedrin. You cannot appoint as a member of the Sanhedrin, Bein b'gidoyla, Bein b'ktana, Tzai the Sanhedrin agadol, that's the Sanhedrin of 71, Bein b'ktana, Sanhedrin k'tana, that's of course a Bezer Shachav Gimel, Ela anoshim chachomim v'nevoinim mufloim b'chachmas ha-Torah. Showing this from the Rambam. So he had to be a chacham and novoin, and he had to be mufla b'chachmas ha-Torah. Balei deya meruba, very wise. V'yoidin k'tzas, they also had to know a little bit, mishar chachmois, kigoyin refuois, the cheshbon, math, tkufais umazolois, the itztagninos, astrology, astronomy, the darki hamoinenim, the hakoismim, the hamechashvim, the havle avoydazar. Every time the Rambam says the word avoydazar, he adds the havle avoydazar. The members of the Sanhedrin, it wasn't enough that they had chachmas atayr, they also had to be worldly as well. When we learned Masechta Sanhedrin, we spoke out the Kasef Mishnah's Kasha, Tema, Matzorach Ledayonim Sheyedu, Refuos, Vechashboinos, Vechachmas Amazolis. It says, I understand everything that Rambam said except for three things. Refuos, why you had to be in tune to medicine, math, And Chochmas HaMazol is that I don't understand it. The time we spoke at a Mahalach from the Margolis Hayam, because when somebody would hit somebody else, they always had to do some sort of independent medical assessment to find out whether this person could live or he can't die. Regarding the Halach of Yom Yomayim, there are Halachas in Shas where we need to determine at the time of the Chavola whether or not this person was going to be able to live. And Rashi over there says that it had to be done by the Chachamim. So it says in Margolis Yam, it's Poshet, that's the Teretz of the Kesef Misnish Kasha. Al Koponim, why the Rambam held that the members of the Sanhedrin had to be Bekiyim in Refuos, why they had to have medical knowledge. It's simply so they should be able to make that assessment. But then the Rambam continues, and skipping to Halacha Vav, says the Rambam, additionally, Shiyu Yoidim, Beroyiv HaLashoinus, says the Rambam. To be a member of the Sanhedrin, you had to know the majority of the Lashoinus, Kidesh. This halacha, but the Rambam's lashon is roiv alashoinus. Says the Kesef Mishnah, why roiv alashoinus? Why not all the lashoinus? Says the Kesef Mishnah, mishum the dover zorhu lehi matzim mishayeda b'chol shivim lashon. So the Rambam would have loved to say chol alashoinus. It's just not very likely. It's a dover zor. It's very hard to find someone that's a buck in all those lashoinus. But again, lashoinu hazov shel haRambam, pun intended. So the Rambam is saying that the members of the Sanhedrin didn't have to know all the lashoinus. They only had to know roiv of the lashoinus. The income of Kamil Harach. Zok the Mishnah. Mishen nigmar din ayu barach. Somebody was found guilty in court. There was a gmar din. Ruvain is chayiv misas bezdin. Ubarach. And he ran for his life. Ubalifnei oisoi bezdin. And then they caught him and he was brought back into bezdin. Ain't soiser nezdinai. There was a Havamina, that maybe that he comes back to court again. Maybe we should tear up the Gemara Din and let's retry him. Let's do it all over again. Says the Mishnah, no, ain't Seisr Nezdinai. Now, it sounds like from the Mishnah that only if he goes to the same Bezdin is the Halacha that ain't Seisr Nezdinai. But what if somebody would run away and now go to another Bezdin? It could be that Bezdin would try him again. The Gemara is going to make the deal. Kol Mokim Sheyamdu Shnayim V'yoyimrim Idan Anu B'shpleini Shadigma Dina B'bezdin Shol Pleini U'pleini U'pleini Edav Hareza Yeharik. Says the Mishnah, another Chiddush. Would be if two Edom walk into Bezdin and they say, I know that Reuven was found guilty in another court, he's chayiv misas Bezdin. The halach is, Bezdin will accept the testimony of these two Edom, and as long as the drisha is and the hakira is, everything works itself out, nobody's mazim them, everything plays itself out the way it's supposed to be, Bezdin will give this person misas Bezdin. Sounds like a little bit of a chiddush. You would think that in order for Edom to say Edus about someone, and now this person should be chayiv misa, you would need that. He was Michal Shabbos, he was Ovid Avodah Zarah, he's a Ritzech. No, if they come in and they say, we know that this person was Nigmar Dinoy Lamisa, so all Bezdin needs to do is verify that these Edom are Edom Ksherim, it seems like a much easier way to take a person down. But the bottom line is, this person would be killed. Sanhedrin, Eheges, Ba'aretz, Ubechutz Laretz. Another halacha, maybe the biggest chiddush in the Mishnah. This Sanhedrin that gave people Misas Bezdin was Neheges in Eretz Yisrael, and it was Neheges in Chutz Loretz as well. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. Sanhedrin, now Heges Echad Shavua, Sanhedrin that killed once every 7 years, Nikras Chivlanes, was considered a Chivlanes. They were a little too aggressive. They're killing a little bit too much. Reb Lezben Azariah, Echad Shavim Shana. No, once every 7 years. The Gemara is going to explain. She does Reb Lezben Azariah. Reb Tarf Rabbi Akiva, Oimrim, Ilu Hayinu B'Sanhedrin. Had we been members of the Sanhedrin, Loinerag Odom Meyolam, we would have never killed anybody. Gemara is going to explain how they could have done that. Reb Shimon Gamliel loymer antei marben sheikh of davim b'Yisrael. I don't understand the godless. It's very nice. It's true that from the Ritzeach standpoint, he's saving his life. But is it really so smart? Is it so smart to suddenly say that there's not going to be a death penalty anymore? If there's no death penalty, my shver told me once that he heard from a godel that he said that he stopped sleeping in a sukkah in New York when New York State abolished the death penalty. He said there's no emasat. This is Marbim Shaykh Yidam Bisrael. Says now already, maybe there's a sakana, and at that point he stopped. But either way, Zok to Gemara. So we have a lot to go through. Lefnei Oisoi, Bezdin, Rudein, Soisrin. The Mishnah said, Misha Nigmar Dinoi, Ubarach. If somebody was Nigmar Dinoi, and he ran away, Uba, Lefnei Oisoi, Bezdin, he comes back to the same Bezdin, and he says, I'm here again, but I'd like you to retry me. Says the Mishnah, ain't Soisrin Ezlinoi. I guess the Havamina would have been V'itzilo Eda. Kamash Malon, that you can't take it to that extreme. You also have to balance V'itzilo Eda with Uviarta Rami Kirbecha. But the bottom line is, ain't Soisrin Ezlinoi. They don't don them all over again. Says the Gemara, Holofne Bezin, Acha Soisrin. It sounds like that if you'd be in another Bezdin, the other Bezdin would have to don them again. Meaning each Bezdin can only give Misas Bezdin if they themselves went through the Sugya. But if this Bezdin hears that somebody was Nigmar Dina in another Bezin, they can't rely on the Gemar Dina of the other Bezin. They would have to do their own Gemar Dina. Meaning, if a person goes back to the same Bezin, this Bezin already went through the process. There's no reason for them to have to go through it all over again. But if they go to another Bezin, it sounds like the new Bezin would have to go through it again. Why? Because they can't rely on the Gemar Dina of another Bezin. Fake the Gemara. How do you understand the next part of the Mishnah? Tani say, if two Eidim walk into Bezin, yeah, when they say, if two Eidim walk into Bezin and they tell Bezin that we know this person's Chayv Misa, how do we know? Because it was Nigmar Dinoi beBezdin Pliny. Harezen Erek, the halacha is that the person is killed. And we don't say that each Bezdin, in order for them to give Misa's Bezdin, would have to go through the sugya, vet it out by themselves. They could rely on what happened from another Bezdin. So how do you reconcile the diuk from the Resha with the Seifa? Amar Abaye Leikasha, Kam BeEretz Yisrael, Kan b'chutz la'aretz. It depends on where these two bati dinim were relative to each other. The Tanya we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Dostoyim, Shum Rabbi Shim ben Shetach. Barach me eretz l'chutz la'aretz. If somebody goes from Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'aretz, ain't soisin rez dinoy. Even though he went to a new Bezin would not try him all over again. So if he goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, or for that matter, from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, or from Chutz La'aretz to Chutz La'aretz, any one of those variations, Bezdin can rely on what a previous Bezdin already paskined with their Gemar Din, and they wouldn't try the person all over again. And that's Pshat in the safe of the Mishnah. Me'idin onu b'shploini shenigmar dinai b'bezdin shal ploini, u'ploini edav hareza yaharik. It's talking about where the two batei dinim were either both in Eretz Yisrael, both in Chutz La'aretz, or the person went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, stating that if the person, however, went Michutz La'aretz La'aretz, if first the person was Nigmar Dinoi in a Bezdin B'Chutz La'aretz, we just said that Bati Dinah B'Chutz La'aretz had a right to Paskin Dinah in the Falshas. So if a person was found guilty in a Bezdin of Chutz La'aretz, and now he ran from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, Soisrin as Dinoi. So the Bezdin Eretz Yisrael can't rely on the Gemar Din of Chutz La'aretz, but rather they have to tear up the Gemar Din, they have to try him all over again. Why? Zok the Gemara, an unbelievable punchline. Mipnei schus shel Eretz Yisrael. Zok Rashi. Ulai toyo limtso lei pesach shel schus. The first time this person was prosecuted, it was a chutz la'aretz. Now he's in Eretz Yisrael. When a yid is in chutz la'aretz, he has a special schus. He has the schus of Eretz Yisrael. So it could be the person was found guilty because he didn't have the schus of Eretz Yisrael. But now that he's in Eretz Yisrael, ulai toyo limtso lei pesach shel schus, maybe Eretz Yisrael, the schus of being there will somehow make the outcome be different, and that's why if he's barach from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, over there the halacha is going to be different. So a fascinating idea that permeates halacha, a very important halacha, halacha with dinei nefashis implications based on schus of Eretz Yisrael. So I'll tell you something interesting. This Gemara Masechtas Yevamos Daf Samech Dalam Aleph. It's a Mishnah. Nasa isha, if somebody's married, v'sha ima eser shanim, 10 years v'lo yalda, he didn't have any children. Any Rishai Levatel. So he can't be Mavatel anymore, the mitzvah of Pruervu. So once upon a time that meant you marry another wife. You could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Pruervu with a second wife. Pre-Chem de Rabbeinu Gershom. Post-Chem de Rabbeinu Gershom would mean that the person has to divorce his wife and then go get married to somebody else. Stating that the Braisa qualifies as Halacha. And that is that because maybe it's with her that he's not going to be zoicha to have children, but if he marries somebody else, maybe he will. And afal pishen raila dav zeichel dav, we learn it from Avram Avinu and Sarah. But there's a the braisa l'lamedcha she'en yeshivas chutz la'aretz oylo loy min aminyan. Says the braisa that although this is true, that if somebody's married for 10 years, if somebody's married for 10 years without children, the halacha is you have to divorce your wife or marry a second wife. Because maybe with the second wife you're going to be zoicha to have children, but if the 10 years that he was married was in chutz la'aretz, so ein yeshivas chutz la'aretz oyla min aminyan. So the years in chutz la'aretz don't count. So if somebody was in chutz la'aretz for 10 years, now he can move to Eretz Yisrael and maybe stay married to his wife because maybe things are going to change. The question is why? What does Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz have to do with anything? So if you take a look at the Ramban al Torah in Parshas Lech Lecha, it's in Perek de Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. Just read to you one excerpt. Says the Ramban, Shinoislamzman Eser Shonim, that if this person would go to Eretz Yisrael, he gets another 10 years. He gets Eser Shonim, he ace biyasam la'aretz. Why? Because Ulai Bischusa Aretz Yibanu. Maybe in the schus of Eretz Yisrael, things are going to be different. So there's a concept that when he is in Eretz Yisrael, he has a special peckle of schusim. And you have it here in Hilchus Sanhedrin, with regard to someone that was Nigmar Dinay B'chutz La'aretz, and he was Barach Eretz Yisrael, Soisrin Ez Dinay, because maybe B'schus Eretz Yisrael, now he's going to be found innocent. You have it over here in Hilchus Ishus, with regards to this halacha, that if somebody's married 10 years, he can't be Mevatel the Mitzvah Puruvu anymore, he has to take another wife, but if he goes to Eretz Yisrael, the meter starts ticking all over again. You get a new 10 years. Why? Loshana Ramban, Ulay B'schus La'aretz Yivnim. I'll tell you a third Gemara. Gemara in Mesechtes Erechin, a classic Gemara. The Gemara over there is going on the Pasuk in Ezra. The Pasuk says that when Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael, so we know that he found that there were a lot of Averis being done, and he made a tremendous chizik. It was Sukkot's time when he did it. And the Pasuk says that they celebrated the Yontiv of Sukkot, they built Sukkot, the Yeshvu b'Sukkot, and it was something, Kiloi Asu Mimei Yeshua Benun Kein B'Bnei Yisrael. It's an impossible pasuk to read. They celebrated the Yontiv of Sukkot, something that they hadn't done since the times of Yeshua Benun. Freik the Gemara. How could that be? Efshir Bo David V'Loi Asu Sukkot, you know, between Yeshua Benun and Ezra, David HaMelech lived. Is it possible that David HaMelech was Mevatel Mitzvah Sukkah? Adshaba Ezra. So the Gemara says an unbelievable teretz. You know what it's talking about? It's not talking about the Mitzvah Sukkah. It's talking about the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. And why would the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah have a Shaychus to Sukkah? Because a Sukkah protects a person from the sun. That's the idea. So too, the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah was something really, really terrible. And when the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were Mevatel the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah, as we learned together, Masechta Sanhedrin, they were protecting the Yidden the same way the Sukkah protects. So that's the connection, that's the Sheiches between a Sukkah and the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila davening that the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah should be bottled, because just like the Sukkah protects from the sun, so too the tefillas of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, which were mevatel the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah, it protected the Yidden from all the terrible things that come about from Avodah Zarah. What does that do with Yeshua Benon? Says the Gemara, there was a taina on every single manig of Klal Yisrael. Going back to Yeshua Benon, why did they not make this Sukkah? Why didn't they do what the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila did? Why didn't they daven to be Mevatel the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah? Who was Mevatel the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah? The Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Ezra, in the beginning of Bayit Sheni. So Ezra makes a Sukkah, not a real Sukkah, of course they had Sukkahs. What does it mean he made a Sukkah? He daven to be Mevatel the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah. Ashal Yosu Mimais Yeshua Benon, there's a tain on every single manig going back to the times of Yeshua Benon. How come they didn't do that? Freak the Gemara, the obvious Kasha. If you're going to go back to the first manig of Klal Yisrael, first manig wasn't Yeshua Benon. Yeshua Benon was the second manig. The first one was Moshe Rabbeinu. So how come there wasn't a taina, so to speak, on Moshe? How come Moshe Rabbeinu didn't daven to be Mevatel the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah? Zok the Gemara to lehava schusa d'Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu never entered Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was a chutz la'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah to be Mevatel the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah went to work, because he didn't have the schusa of Eretz Yisrael. It was Dafki Yeshua Benon who was in Eretz Yisrael. So his Silas could have worked. Memel is a taina on him. Why wasn't he Mevatel the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah? What came to mind is the Reb Tzadik HaKohen and Tzidkes HaTzadik that we sometimes speak out, which is that Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, Hareini noch veidecho. So what does Hashem tell Moshe? Klo yirani yodav v'chai. You can't look at me, because you can't look at me and live. Yet, says Reb Tzadik HaKohen, Sholosh pomen bashona yeira kol schorchas b'nei Hashem alekecho. Kishem shebol lirois, kach bol lirois. Every single year when he was a regal, saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu was klo yirani yodav v'chai. And a poshet yid could be oil regal and see the Eibishta? Says Reb Tzadik HaKohen, yeah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was a chutz la'aretz. And a chutz la'aretz kilo yirani. It's not possible to see Hashem. But in Eretz Yisrael, even the Poshet Yid, Yeroi Kol Zuchurcha, is Pnei Hashem Alekecho. And he fears Zois, he says something unbelievable. He says that if you look in benching, so the first bracha in benching, the bracha of Hazan, is all Beloshen Nister, it's in the third person. You're talking to Hashem, Hazan Es Ha'olam Kulei B'tuvai, who knows saying lechem lechabasar ki liyolim chazdei? You're talking about Hashem in the third person. The second bracha noydalecha, you're talking straight to Hashem. Noydalecha al shenchalta val teiraschah. You're talking directly to Hashem. So why is the first bracha beloshen nistar And the second brosh, Chaz Balashim Noichach, says Rav Tzadik HaKoyin. Because who wrote the first bracha of Birchas HaMazon? Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a Gemara. Who wrote the second bracha, Yeshua Menon? Moshe Rabbeinu was in Chutzlars. In Chutzlars, he can't talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Balashim Noichach. You can only talk Balashim Nistar. But Yeshua Menon, who was already in Eretz Yisrael, he already is in the world of Yerah, called Zachorcha. There's a special Hiskala, special Kurva that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He could talk to Hashem, and that's why it's Al Shem Chaltos. But either way, so you see again this idea of Schus Eretz Yisrael. So you have it in Makis Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, you have it in Masechtes Yevamis Dav Samich Dalar Amar Aleph, and you have it in Masechtes Erechin Dav Lamed Beis Amar Beis, Hilchus Sanhedrin, Hilchus Piri Verivya, Hilchus Tfilah. But I'll tell you one other fascinating Maran Lokin, and that is the Rabbi Yisachar Shloim Teichtal in his Eim Abonim Semecha, right in the beginning of his Hakdama Rishayna. So he brings a letter that the Balatanya wrote to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchev when he was released from jail on Yad Kislev. So he writes as follows. He says, Agida Vadabra Atzmein Mesoper Kiyodua, he was saved Benisim and Aflois, and he was very humbled by the Nisim and Aflois that Hashem performed, getting him out of jail. So he writes, Umi Anoichi Shfal Anoshim Kamoini Sheviani Hashem Ad Haloim Shenizgadol Venizgadol Shem Shemayim Al Yodi. He says, he was very taken aback by this unbelievable Kiddush Hashem that came about through him. And Mitoich Roiv Anvesenusayim, the Balatanya was one of the Gedoyli Yoylam, but he had a very hard time attributing it to any of his own schosim, anything that he did. So listen to his lashon. Ach me'eis Hashem hoisa zois. Legalgul schos al yodenu, b'schos ha'oritz ha'kdoisha v'yoshveh, hi sha'om dolonu v'taz alonu b'chaleis, laharchiv lonu mitzar u'lechaltzenu mimetzar. So he says, I think it's in the schos of Eretz Yisrael v'yoshveh. So Rav Teichtal said, v'limadati mitech dvorev ha'kdoisha mamish dover chodosh, sh'lo yodati at The Baal Tanya said that he thinks that the reason he was Nitzel, it was B'schus Eretz Yisrael, B'schus Eretz HaKadosh V'yoshveh, this idea of B'schus Eretz Yisrael, that it could be matzel a person from a tzara. But then he says, the achar binoisi v'svarim, hey Hashem einai v'sichli, limtsoi mekor nema l'divir Rabbeinu hanal, u'mitoiras moish Rabbeinu ba'atzmoi l'madati zois. I realize that not only is there a makar, and not only is there a makar neman, it's a pasuk in the Torah. The parashas b'chukos ha'ksiv, v'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, v'af es brisi Yitzchak, v'af es brisi Avram Etzkar, v'ha'oretz Etzkar. And he says, everybody's always v'ha'oretz Etzkar. And we remember the schus of Avram, the schus of Yitzchak, the schus of Yaakov. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they were tzaddikim, they were kedoshim. They did unbelievable things, and we have schus avos. And in that same sentence, v'ha'oretz Etzkar, v'kfar omdu rabbi seinu b'medrash rabbi, ma inyin ha'oretz lokan. He says, "I believe divrei Rabbeinu is amuven heitev because there's an idea of schus Eretz Yisrael." Either way, we have a lot more to do. Zok de Gemara Vayta Sanhedrin Noyheges. So the Mishnah said the Sanhedrin was Noyheges in Chutz Laretz, just like it was Noyheges in Eretz Yisrael. Not immediately. How do you know that the Sanhedrin was Noyheges in Chutz Laretz? Tana Rabbanu Lintan Abrayis. So Bahoye Elo Lochem Luchukas Mishpa Ludoyrei Seichem. All we need is the next words that the Gemara doesn't quote. Bechol Moishvei Seichem. What does Bechol Moishvei Seichem mean? Wherever you live, so wherever it is Yiddish Kreisen. There's a Sanhedrin, Lamadu le Sanhedrin, Shnei Heges, Ba'aretz, Ubuchutz Lart. Imkei Matam Eloimar Bisharecha. What does it say, Bisharecha? Shaiftim Bishaitrim, Titin Lecha, Bechol Shearecha. Bechol Shearecha sounds like in Eretz Yisrael. Bisharecha, Atam Moshev says, Digmar Batidina, Bechol Plach, Plach, Bechol Ir V'ir. I'm not sure what a plach in the ear is, but the point is, there you have every county and every township, or every state and every city. Ubuchutz Lart, Atam Moshev, Bechol Plach, Bechlach. In Chutz Lart, every plach needs one. So every state, for example, would have a government. But via Atam Moshev, Bechol Ir, not every city would have to have it. The point is, there's a Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael, there's a Sanhedrin in Chutz Lart. Stating that, there's a lot more in Eretz Yisrael than there is in Chutz Laretz, although it's a little counterintuitive. You would have thought maybe in Chutz Laretz they need to police the Yidden a little bit more. But that's not the way it works. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a special halacha of Shoiftim, the Shoiftim, Titan, Lecha, Bechol Shearecha, Kol Plach, Bechlach, and Kol Ir V'ir. In Chutz Laretz, only Kol Plach, Bechlach needs it, Bechol Ir V'ir does not need it. So again, this is a very important halacha, because it's a halacha that people make a mistake about. Right? I think if you ask the man on the street, could a Sanhedrin in Chutz Laretz, could a court in New York City give somebody al pi mishpatei haTorah misas beezdin, give him skila for being mechal Shabbos? You would think, of course not. And by the way, you'd probably even quote a Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Malamit shamokin geir. We know that the Sanhedrin, when they went to Golos 40 years before Churban Beis Hamikdash, they couldn't even give misas beezdin anymore. Why not? Because he needed the beezdin to be b'makom in the lishkas agazis in order for them to be able to give misas beezdin. So a beezdin in Yavne, for example, couldn't give Mises Bezdin. How could a Bezdin in New York City give Mises Bezdin? But it's a Tois Otzum. It's a Tois Otzum. What it means when we say Malah Mitzvah and Goyen is that when the Sanhedrin sat in the Lishkas Agazes, then there were Batei Dinim all over the world that were able to give Mises Bezdin. That's what it means. You needed a Sanhedrin to be in Lishkas Agazes, but it wasn't that the Sanhedrin in Lishkas Agazes. Of course not. Every city had a Bezdin Shachav Gimel. Why was there a Bezdin Shachav Gimel? To give Dinei Nefashas. I thought it was only the Bezdin that was in Lishkas Agazes. What it means is you needed the Bezdin to be in Lishkas Agazes in order for the Sanhedrin Ketanois to be able to administer Mises Bezdin. But the truth is, Sanhedrin Ketanois was able to give Mises Bezdin, and not just that, they were able to give Misas Bezdin, even in Chutz Laretz. The emes is that the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Mem Zayin, so says the Chinuch, Mitzvahs Bezdin Laharoig Bechenek HaMachoyev. So this is the Mitzvah to give Misas Bezdin. Says the Chinuch, Mitzvah Zu Eino Neheges Ela Ba'aretz. This Mitzvah is only Noig in Eretz Yisrael. She'ein Don and Dine Nefashis Ela Ba'aretz. You hear the Chinuch? U'mitzvah zu eino noyheges ela ba'aretz. Bezdin can only kill in Eretz Yisrael. She'ein Don and Dine Nefashis Ela ba'aretz, says the Minchas Chinuch, gam bozeh dvorov timuhin, the mefurish b'shas, makis davzayin amin aleph, the Sanhedrin oyheges ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz, v'donin dine nefashas b'chol mokim, ach b'tnei, she'b'beis ha'mikdosh kayin, she'yesh avoyde b'koyin, v'gam ha'Sanhedrin yoshvim b'mekoyimim b'lishkas ha'gozis, u'b'chur b'beis ha'mikdosh, oishloi hoye Sanhedrin yoshvim b'mekoyimim, gam b'eretz Yisrael en donin dine nefashas, ki mevur sham b'shas, ram, b'er gedal, v'chus Sanhedrin, loch yirah. But the bottom line is, the Chinuch says, what you would think at first glance is the pashtus, but it's divrei harav temurin, like the Michas Chinuch says, because of course it's a mefurish halacha that the Sanhedrin was able to give Misas Bezdin. Afilu b'chutz laretz, Sanhedrin. Oh, hey, Regla. So the Mishnah spoke about how often the Sanhedrin would or should give Misas Bezdin. So the Tanakhama of the Mishnah says, Sanhedrin ha'yireges echod b'shavua. If they give someone Misas Bezdin once every 7 years, then nikras chayvlana. So we just finished learning Masechta Sanhedrin, which talks about Misas Bezdin, arba Misas Bezdin, this Misa, that Misa. The bottom line is, how shchiach was it? How often did Bezdin actually give somebody capital punishment? We know people weren't on death row for 25 years like they are in the United States because in ma'anin esadin. So that was absolutely unacceptable. But how shchiach was it that Bezdin would actually get to the point where the nigmar dina, they would actually give somebody Misas Bezdin? So that's this Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if they would do it once in 7 years, it's already too much. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Yoimer, once every 70 years. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva said, we would have never given anyone Misas Bezdin. The Gemara says, what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mean when he said once every 70 years? He's going back on what the Tanakhama said. Tanakhama said once every 7 years is too much. Is that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's comment? You think once every 7 years is too much? Once every 70 years is too much. Or maybe what he meant to say was no. Once every 70 years, that's the proper amount. Take it. Tarfin Rabbi Akiva Oimrim Ilu Ayinu Sham. Had we been there, Loi Nerag Adam Yoilam, we would have never given anybody Misas Bezdin. This next Gemara is a classic. Freak the Gemara. Hey, Chavi Avdi. How could they have not given somebody that doesn't make any sense? Two ways to walk into Bezdin, and they say that somebody is Chayv Misas Bezdin, so he's Chayv Misas Bezdin. What does it mean that had we been there, we wouldn't have given Misas Bezdin? So, the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Loz, Lami Travayu. What they would say is, Re'isim Trefa Harag. Sholem Harag. They would ask the person, so you saw Reuven kill Shimon. Maybe Shimon was a trefa. Maybe Shimon was someone that couldn't live 12 months. He was terminally ill. As a result, if you kill him, you're not chayv misa. You're only chayv if you kill the sholem, not a trefa. So they would start questioning things. They would say, maybe he was a trefa. Maybe he wasn't a sholem. Am Ravashi, imtim tzolema sholem hava. And they would continue. And they would say, even if he was a sholem, why do you assume he's a sholem? Because you did an autopsy. And you saw that the person wasn't a trefa. But Dilma b'makim sayif nekev hava. Maybe he had a nekev and pumped this person who stabbed him with the sayif, stabbed him in that place where the nekev was. And as a result, you don't see the trefa. But really, he was a trefa when you stabbed him. Additionally, the Bayal Erva, let's say this person is being prosecuted for being a Bayal Erva. Hey, Chavda, what would they do? They would ask him, did you see Kim Chol Shvei Feres? You sure you saw the Maisa Bia? Maybe you saw things that suggested that there was a Bia. But did you actually see the Bia? Shrek to Gemara, Rabban Hechidaini. Churab, I am making a good argument. It's a very difficult thing to be able to determine. So how can an aid ever say Eidos? How can an aid ever say Eidos when it comes to Inei Arayas? So the Gemara says, no, they hold like Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, b'menafim, mishayiru k'menafim. That in order to say Eidos about someone, that he was a Bayal Erva, you don't actually have to see the Erva. It's enough that you see k'derech ha-menafim, that in and of itself would be enough. But Kiva and Reb Tarfin, they held not that way. They held that you had to see Kim Chol v'Shvei Feres. I mean that they held that you have to see Kim Chol v'Shvei Feres. That was a way to get somebody off the hook for being a Bayal Erva. There is another Eitzah, Biminoff, but they personally didn't hold that. But Tosfos, by the way, the bottom Tosfos, the last Tosfos in the Perek, discusses what about other types of Yisurim? Avodah Zarah, Chil Shabbos, I mean, there's a lot of Chayvim Mitzvos Bez, and we went through all of them in Masechta Sanhedrin. So each one, you're going to have to start nitpicking and come up with a way where it would be impossible to give somebody Mitzvos Bez. But the bottom line is, that was Shitas Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Tarfin. But by the way, as it relates to the halacha, when it comes to Dinei Arayas, so is it Kimchol v'Shvei Feres, or is it Mishayiru Kiminafim? So you see the little ches, by Miminafim, Mishayiru Kiminafim, that's halacha Shulchan Aruch. That two Edim that say Edis about someone, that he was Bayal Erva, they didn't actually have to see the Bia. As long as they saw them acting, Kiderech HaMinafim, that in and of itself would be enough. The question is, how do you determine Kiderech HaMinafim? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, the last Rashi in the Perek, Mishayinagu Inyan Niyuf, Shesheichvim Bekiruv Basar, V'noyagin Kiderech Tashmish. And the Poiskin is a gewaldig truth from the Neid Behuda, we spoke of that once, Bava Mitzio, Daf Tzadik Aleph, but there's a tremendous truth, the Neid Behuda is Medayik, that Rashi seems to say that it's not enough that they're just acting in a pritzostig way. They're actually being noyag derech tashmash. It brings a lashon from Rabbeinu Yonason, quote in the Shita Mechubet says in Bava Mitzio, Daf Tzadik Aleph, we went through it, remember? Yeah. Where he says that you don't need to see kiderech tashmush. Maybe you don't need it to be that much. But either way, you know, sometimes you go through Chuvis and Evan Ezer from Gedoli Yisrael, and they talk about, you know, they go through the case and the specifics and the Kabbalah's Eidos, and it's very graphic sometimes. But the reason that the Gedolim had to do that is because at the end of the day, the determining factor as to whether or not this person is a Bayal Erva or not is whether it was kiderech ha-menafim. And so they were trying to determine exactly what happened so they could understand whether it fit the criteria of what Kiderech HaMenachem is or whether it doesn't fit the criteria of what Kiderech HaMenachem is. Just one other Shitas HaBahag that you have to speak out. We won't go into it, but you just have to mention it. And that is, the Bahag says a Gevaldige Chiddush, that this that we say, B'Menachem is Kishiru Menachem, that's only as it relates to Dinei Nefashos, which is the sugi right here in Masechtas Makis. But says the Bahag, Lo'oisra Isha Baila, Yunikim Chovish Feferis. You know what's going on? So to give somebody Mises Bezdin, if they acted Kederech HaMenachem, Edom testified in court, they were cross-examined, Mises Bezdin. Be you want her to be Asr al-Baila, his wife, if you found out that it is? Nah. Now, at first glance, it's just the opposite. Well, let's say Bezman HaZeh. So it's Yitziva, or there was no Hasra. So it's Yitziva Ba'ara, V'giyer B'Shmei Shmai. It's Hepech HaSfar. You think Dinei Nefashos is more Chomer. So you think that for Dinei Nefashos, it should be Kimchal V'Shvei Feres. La Israel Ba'ala, it should only be Mishir, Kim and Athens. If you want to take a look at the Noid B'Yehuda, it's an Evan HaEzer. Tinyona, it's Simin Yud Aleph. He has an Arichos to explain the Shitas HaBahag. He says, "Vani tzorich lelamid tzchus al HaBahag." But either way, Alvien Shal Yisrael, he refers to him as. We have to be melamid tzchus. We have to say pshad in this Bahag. At first glance, the Bahag is tzorich yingal. But either way, before we move on to the next parak, so we left some raid on the table over the course of the week, so I think it's kedai to take a step back and speak out one or two yesoidis as it relates to the sugyas of Edom Zoyman. So Masechtas Makis began with the Mishnah. Kates of the Edom Nasim Zoyman. And rather than give us a classic case of Azama, what the Mishnah gave us was the quintessential exception to the rules of Azama. And that is Me'idin Onu Bish Pleini Shu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Ein Oimrim, we don't say Yasezeh Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza Tachtov. Elo Loike Arbon. Meaning, if two Edom walk at the Bez then, and they say that we know this person, he's a Koyein, he's been doing the Avoida, he's been collecting Trumas of Maestris, it's true his father was a Koyein, so from that standpoint he has good Yichus, but his mother was a grusha. Meaning his father had no right to marry his mother. And as a result, he's a chol. If he's a chol, he's possible to do the avodah. If he's a chol, he's not let accept trumas or maizers. And this, these Edom wanted to make this person a chol. And then afterwards, two other Edom walk into the bezin and say, Ketzat, how could you say Edom? Yimano Yisim and complaining. So you would have thought, Vasisim Lekashazov and Vasis La'achiv says that these two Edom, to the extent that they're kayhanim, maybe they should be now treated as kayhanim chaloim. Says the Mishnah, "Einoim remiases ben grusha ben chalutz atachdov." Elo loike arba. Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shiurim, and really the Chef Shmeitzer already in Shmeitzer Vav asks a bomb cash on the Mishnah. Says we know that not every time a person walks into Beis Din and notifies Beis Din of something that happened, does that thing necessarily constitute edus. What do I mean? It says in the Torah, Al pishnei edim, ay al pishloisha edim, yakum dava. It says regarding dinim amenis, and that's how we know dinim amenis requires two edim. So if you want to be mechayev Ruvain to have to give Shimon $100, and Eid Echel can't be mechayev, you need two edim in order to be mechayev. When it comes to Mises Bez, Al pishnayim edim, ay shloisha edim, yumas ameis, again, you need two edim in order to give somebody Mises Bez. When it comes to Adavisha be'erva, that's the Gzei Rishava, Al pishnayim edim, yakum dava, ki matza be'erva is dava, 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 mi mamain. We know ain't Adavisha be'erva, pachas mishnayim. So dinim amenis, dinim nefashis, Adavisha be'erva, you always need two edim. If you don't have two edim, there's no way to get someone or implicate somebody unless you have two edus. Stating that, when it comes to a shail of Isser v'heter, the rule is Eidach HaNamen v'Isser. So if something is not Dinei Mominus, it's not Dinei Nefashis, and it's not Dovish of Erva, then L'chura, by process of elimination, what it is Isser v'heter, and when it comes to Isser v'heter, Eidach HaNamen v'Isser. You don't need Eidim, you don't need Eidim Ksherim, you don't need a Kabbalah's Eidus and Bez, then Eidach HaNamen v'Isser. So for example, you go to your neighbor's house for a Shabbos meal and they serve you chicken or meat, you don't have to start questioning the Ashkocha. You can assume it's kosher. You don't need two Edom to walk in the bezin and say that, yeah, this was a Satmar Ashkocha. You don't need that. It's not necessary. Why not? Eidechon Neman B'Yisurim. A woman comes home from the mikvah, she's Neman to say Tahirani, says Rashi, getting up Ezam Ebez. Why? Because Eidechon Neman B'Yisurim. So when it comes to a question of this v'heter, you don't need Edos. Now at first glance, Me'idin Onu B'ish Ployin Shehu Ben Garush or Ben Chalutza. What is that? How would you categorize that from an Edus perspective? It's not Dinei Mominus. Now, there are Mominus implications, perhaps, because this Cholo won't be able to get Trumas and Maisis, but that's Bederech Grom. It's definitely not an Edus of Dinei Mominus. It's not Dinei Nefashis, and it's not Dovah Shabar either. So what is it? It's Issa the Heter. If it's Issa the Heter, Eidach HaNamen B'Yisurim. If it's Eidach HaNamen B'Yisurim, it means that the laws of Eidus don't apply. Because Ilchas Eidus doesn't apply to Eidach HaNamen B'Yisurim. A woman is a possible aid. She's believed to say Tahirani. She's believed to say this piece of meat is kosher. Because Eidach HaNamen B'Yisurim is not governed by Ilchas Eidus. If it's not governed by Ilchas Eidus, L'chura, you don't have the laws of Hazama. It's a fact, Rabbi Chana. That what's Pash Pshan in the Mishnah? Me'idin anu b'ish ployni, shu ben gerusha ben chalutza. We read this Mishnah 1,000 times. Two way to walk into Bez and they say, ployni's a ben gerusha ben chalutza. There's laws of azama, taisviz, yachal azima, malchus is kash azama, it's not kash azama. L'chura, this case is dead on arrival. This is a shayla of Issa v'heter. And if it's a shayla of Issa v'heter, then l'chura at first glance, what in the world does it have to do with the parasha of azama? Says the Chef Shmeitzer, that you see from here, yesoy gadol. You see from here that although it's true that Me'idin Anu B'Shloim Shu Ben Grusha V'Chalutza is not Dinei Mominus Dinei Nefashis Dava Shebe'erva, but being that the Edim are saying Edos about a person and they're defining the person, who he is or what he is, they're being made Al Gufa Adam, Edos Al Gufa Adam, fathers to Edos. And says the Shmeitz, the same would be true if two Edim would walk into Bezin and say, Ployni's a Mamzer. Even though at first glance it's not directly necessarily a davish of erva, as they zok the shmeitzer, but it being that they're being made on a person, you're mutal lovi bakal, you're also lovi bakal, you're a mitzri, you're a ben gerusha ben chalutza. When you say edus on a person, it has a din of something that requires to aiden, so that even if the implications are Issa v'heter implications, it's not treated as Eidach HaNamen B'Yisurim, but rather it's treated as something that requires Eidus. And it's for that reason, Me'idin Onu B'Shloim Pleini, Shu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, the halacha is, it's subject to the laws of Azama. Why is it subject to the laws of Azama? Because it's a regular case of Eidus. So Reb Shmuel Yankif, in Zois Liakif, Sefer Dvarim, a parsha shoftim. So he brings Shamati Mimoiri v'Rebbe. He says that he heard from his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that said, what's the makar to this Shmaitza? Shmaitza was Mechiach a big Yusayit. It's Muchach from the first Mishnah Mesachtes Makis. But you need a makar to it. What's the makar? So he said, the makar is the Pasuk says, V'yokum eid echot be'ish, l'chol avoin, u'l'chol chatos, b'chol cheta sheyechta, al pishnei edem, ay al pishloish edem yokum dover. Hot, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz gezogt, V'yokum eid echot be'ish. That when you're being made on an ish, la yakum made achos. So either in Arubish, Poimushu, Bengarusha, and Chalutza, even though it's technically Isavat there, but you're being made in an ish. And when it comes to an ish, la yakum made achos ish. So Rabbi Shmuel Yaakov said, the emes is, it's a mefurish a sefri. The sefri on that pasuk, la yakum made echad b'ish, says the sefri as follows. La yakum made echad b'ish, ain li ela, le dine nefashis, le dine maminis minayin, talmud loy malachol ofen. The karbonos minayin. You have to know this for free. Talmud loyma lechol chatos. The makos minayin. Talmud loyma bechol chet ashayechta. The halos lekohuna ulahirid menakuna minayin. Talmud loyma lechol avayin ulechol chatos. Says the sefri. From this pasuk of Lo Yakum Eid Echad Beish L'Chol Avayin U'L'Chol Chatos, we learn that Dinei Mamonis requires two Eidim, Dinei Nefashis requires two Eidim, but Dinei Makos also requires two Eidim. Anything that involves karbonos requires two Eidim, and lahalos lekahuna ulahayrid menakahuna miiden anu bishplaynishu ben gerushu ben chalutzo also requires two Eidim, and it's all from this pasuk la yakum eid echad beish. But now we know the rest of the story, because I think if you ask the man on the street, when do you need two Eidim? So I'll tell you, well, it's two psukim in the Torah. There's one pasuk by dinei mamonis, there's one pasuk by dinei nefashis, and you have dava dava mimamon, and that's what we spoke out of the intro to Maseches Makis. But this is sefri. There's the rest of the story. There's more than that. Number one, the Mishnah, mi'idin anu b'shpoinish ben gerusha ben chalutza. If you're being made on an ish, you need to aid him. Makos, anything makos related. That's what we're learning now. Anything makos related requires to aid him. And not just that, anything karbonos related, l'chol chatos, as in the carbon chatos, anything carbon related would also require to aid him. Either way, that's the first order. Second order is the k'tzois, ha'choshen, in Simon Lamed Ches, declares a festa shayla. He says that he was wondering out loud, what would be the halach in the following case? We know that an eid echad is not nemah b'dinei mamonis. Dinei mamonis requires two eid. What happens if an eid echad walks into Bezdin and he says, Ruvain owes Shimon $100? Shimon has to swear that he doesn't owe Ruvain $100. One of the three cases, we swear shfur deiraisa. So the echad is not kam l'mamon, but he's kam l'shfur. Right? An echad kum b'chai. What are the three shfur deiraisas? Moed b'mikzvahs, shfur sashayimrim, and shfur eid echad. So if an eid echad says, supports Ruvain's taina that someone owes him money, talachiz ibichayv shvur deiraisa. What would be if the person that now has to swear shvur deiraisa can't swear? He can't swear because he's a chashit. Bezin doesn't trust this guy. For whatever reason, they're not going to allow him to swear. So this is Chesh Mishpat, the three bavas 101. We say, mitoich she'ene yachol, v'shava mishal. Chayv's diktois. What would happen if an Erechel walked into Bezin and he said, Ruvain owes Shimon $100. So Ruvain was b'choriv to swear shvur deiraisa. But Ruvain was a chashit. Bezin didn't allow Ruvain to swear. Mitoich she'ene yachol, v'shava mishal. He had no choice. He had to pay. Now, two Eidim walk into Bezdin, and they're mazim Eid Echad. They tell Eid Echad, how could you say that you know that Reuven owes him $100? Imanu Yisim am not complaining. Says the Ketayis, the Chayra, are you going to say, Vasisim leikash hazomam lasos la'ochiv? That being that Eid Echad wanted to be mechayiv Reuven money, so now he too will have to pay kash hazomam? Or maybe not. Maybe not. What's the shaila? Eid Echad didn't really want to be Mechayev Mamon. Sure. He wanted to be Mechayev Shvu. It just so happens that this person couldn't swear, so there was a mitoich she'ena yachal yishava mishalim. So do you say that he's considered a kashazom amlasas la'achiv of Mamon, but maybe he's going to have to pay or not? So the Ketzai says, Shach Tari, he says in Svari he thinks, Mechayra and Svara, you'd have to say that being that the din is mitoich sheni yachal l'shava mishalim, when Eid Echad is mechayev shvua, he's also being zomam to be mechayev in moment. So the bottom line is, you would have a vasisan like kasha zomam, the Eid Echad would have to pay. Stating that, says the Ketzois, and listen to l'shoyne yazov, elo shalibi mahases, says, I'm not comfortable with this. The crow, because the pasuk kiksiv, when it says kasha zomam, b'shnei edim hu d'ksiv. The pasuk says, v'hine sheker, Eid, sheker on the, and it says aid. And we know wherever it says aid, it doesn't mean aid echad. It means two aidim. right? Actually, a farish l'chakos of echad. So eight always means two. That means the pasuk, the parsha of Azama is talking about two eidim. So it says the ktsais, even if you're going to tell me, and I think that's richtig, that the way you have to look at this eid echad as mechayes shvua, that it was also a zomam lasis la'achiv mamon. So based on that, if now he's found to be an eid zomim, we should say vasis melikash zomam lasis la'achiv. But at the end of the day, he's an eid echad. And libi mahases that when the Torah tells the parish of Azama, the Torah is not talking about an eid echad. The Torah is talking about two eidim, and by an eid echad, it doesn't pass this halacha. A beautiful ktsais. But the problem is, this ktsais is a pella atzuma. Because Chinuch asks the kasha, it's a pella atzuma, this ktsais. And the reason it's a pella atzuma is because it's kenegad mefurish Rambam. And it's not possible that the ktsais forgot a Rambam. But at first glance, it's kenegad mefurish Rambam. The Rambam is a hilchas eidus, perik chof aleph, halacha hei. Says the Rambam, eidei kina vestira shahuzmu, like, if you have eidei kina in stira of Saita Daf Bey's fame, and they're found to be Zaymimin. So Allah is liking. We spoke at this Rambam early in the week. This is the Rambam who says that it's not only Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, and Golos, where if they're found to be Edom Zaymimin, they get Malchus. But any time Edom are found to be Zaymimin, and they cannot get Kasha Zomam, such as the Dalit Dvarim Nemru Beidim Zaymimin, that's mentioned in Daf Bey's Zaymimin Beis, or if you have other cases, any time Edom are found to be Zaymimin, where it doesn't pass Kasha Zomam, they get Malchus. So that's this Rambam. Eide kina vestira shows mulaike. But we need the next line in the Rambam. But eide echad veheish ezinza achra kina vestira. What if you had eide kina, you had eide stira? Now when eide echad walks into Bezin and says that I know that she was mazana. So what's the halacha? That even though usually for davar shever you need two eidim, but once you have eide kina and eide stira, you have what the Gemara calls reglayim ledavar. At that point, there's reglayim ledavar. Even eide echad is neman to tip the scale. This is one of the places in Shas where eide echad is believed. So it says the Rambam, if you had eide kina vestira, and now but eide echad and now we found this eid to be a zayme mishaling subasa. He has to pay kashas zomim lahasas lachim. So break the mechas chinuch. How could the ktsoy say v'libi mahases that what it says in the pasuk eid in the singular
over there? It's out the shaylos is what to be mechayim to do with the shvur of the person.
Okay,
here the person has an amonos of two.
I hear what you're saying, but the problem is the kroki ksiv kashas zomim b'shnei eidim hudachsiv. That was the ktsoy's whole koyach hatayin. That's the kasha on the ktsais. That's the second aura. But this will segue us into the third and the final aura before we start the next parak. And that is, the Mishnah says in the beginning of parak, Shvuas Ha'edos. Shvuas Ha'edos Neheges Ba'anoshen V'loi Benoshen. So what's Shvuas Ha'edos? Reuven goes over to Shimon, and Reuven tells Shimon, you know, I'm taking somebody to court, I'm going to summon him to court right now, and I need Edom, and I know that you witnessed what I saw. Will you please come? He's subpoenaing him. Will you please testify on my behalf? I need to testify in court for me. And this person says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know any Edos. And then he swears he doesn't know Edos. And then afterwards we find out that he really knew. He was just lying, and he even swore falsely. So the Torah says he has to bring a special carbon. It's the parish of Shvuas Eidos. It's a whole parak in Shas. It's one of the most gishmak of prokim in Shas. Says the Mishnah, the introduction to Shvuas Eidos, Shvuas Eidos neheged ba'anoshin v'loy b'noshin. The laws of Shvuas Eidos apply to men. They do not apply to women. Says the Gemara, why not? It's very simple. It's back of the envelope arithmetic. Because the woman's pasul eidos. It says, v'amdu shnei anoshin, anoshin v'lai noshin. A woman can't say eidos. So if a woman can't say eidos, it's poshut that there's no halacha of shvuas eidos when it comes to noshin. Shvuas eidos has to apply only to someone that's able to be an eid. But being that noshin cannot be eidim, only anoshim can be eidim, that's why shvuas eidos neyegos ma'anoshin v'lai b'noshin. Freik kivege. And the Sharon Melch asks the kasha as well, that the Gemara says in Perek Shvuas Eidos, that the halacha of Shvuas Eidos is neheges be'edos isha u'be'ed echad b'soita. So we spoke about Eidos Isha last night. What's Eidos Isha? Eidos Isha is where a man went to Medina Sayam, he hasn't been heard from, his wife is in Aguna right now. If Edom walk into Bezdin now and say that we know that this person is dead, there's a lot of kulas. What are the kulas? Ed Echad is believed, apostle is believed, a woman is believed. There's a lot of kulas that you have when it comes to Edos Isha. Says the Gemara, the Allah of Shvuas Edos is true, but Edos Isha, not only is it true by Edos Isha, but even by an Ed Echad by Edos Isha. So if there's one Ed that knows that this man died, and now the woman's Tevehim to Bezdin comes to Edos Isha, she'll be able to get married. He says, I don't know Edos. And then he swears that we find out that he was lying. You have the parasha which will say Edos. And the same is true by Edos Saita. Ed Echad by Saita as well. If the man wants to summons this Ed Echad now to say Edos, after Ed Kine and Stira already said Edos, so you have the halacha. If this person denies it and he swears, you have the halacha of Shvuas Edos, even though he's only an Ed Echad. So, Freik Rab Kiveger,
How could the Gemara say that Shvuas Eidos Nehegas Banoshim Alei Banoshim? Why? Because women are Pasul Eidos. A woman is Pasul Eidos ordinarily, but she's Kashul Eidos BeEidos Isha, and she's Kashul Eidos, by the way, BeEidechut BeSoit as well. So in those cases where the Gemara says Mefurish, you have the Parashah Shvuas Eidos. Why don't you say that over there Shvuas Eidos would be Nehegas Banoshim, just like it would be Nehegas BeAnoshim? Asoy Frek Reb Kiveg says, Reb Kiveg, you have to say a Chiddush Gadol. You have no choice. You have to say that it's true that by Eidos Isha and by Eidechot Besoito and Eidechot is believed, and it's true that apostle such as an Isha is believed. But the way the Eidechot is believed and the way the apostle is believed is not the same. An Eidechot is believed b'toiras Eidechot. He walks in, he has the koyach, the toikif, the choymer of an Eid. Ordinarily you would need two Eidim. He would have to have a compadre with him. Kamash Vamon, Eid Echad is believed. But he's believed by Torah's Eid Echad. And just like there's an Eid Echad in the Torah that's Mechai Shvua, there's an Eid Echad that's believed by Eidos Isha, he's believed by Eidos Saita, he's believed by Torah's Eid Echad. When apostle is believed, says Rav Kiveger, the apostle is not believed by Torah's Eid Echad. Because apostle can't be an Eid. Apostle can't be an Eid when you need two Eidim. And apostle can't be an Eid by Eidos Isha, by Eid Echad, by Saita either. Why then is the apostle believed? Because Shteta Chiddush and Eidos Isha, that sometimes you could be matter this woman, Lashuk, even without Eidos. As long as one person that we trust, that there's no chash meshaker, walks into Bezin and tells us what happened, that's enough to allow this woman to be able to get married. But the way we believe the Isha, the Eidechot, that's possible. And the way we believe the Eidechot is kosher is not the same. The Eidechot kosher is believed b'teiras Eidechot. The way the Isha or the apostle is believed is not b'teiras Eidechot. It's just b'teiras shtelling tzu'um b'nah, that we know what happened now. Because this is someone that we don't think is lying, and it's for that reason we'll accept it. Because of Daik Isha Mitzvah, because of the Raglaim Ledover of Kina Vestira, Mishut Meguna Kilo Be'Rabban, and all the different svaras that the Gemara quotes and that the Rishonim talk about. But the bottom line is that when an Eidechot says Eidos, he's believe b'teiras eid echad, emphasis on eid. When the isha is believed, she's not believed b'teiras eid. She's just believed b'teiras umdana. Says Rav Kiveger, that's pasha. That in order to have a parasha of shvuas eidos, you have to be an eid. The Torah says vu eid ayra yada. You have to be an eid. When the Gemara says that there's a halach of shvuas eidos, even by eidos isha, even by echad b'saita, the yisoid is because when the eid echad walks into Bezdin, he's testifying as an eid. And being that he's testifying as an eid, there's no reason you shouldn't have the parasha of shvuas eidos. So k'day t'chamina, being that it's only a parasha of eid echad, there shouldn't be shvuas eidos. K'mash malan yeh. But zok Rav Kiveger, that's only true if the eid echad is a kosher eid. But if the eid echad is a pasul eid, such as an isha, being that she's never neman b'teiras eid, you can't have the parasha of shvuas eidos. Because shvuas eidos was only said when someone is an eid. So if you're a kosher, you could have the parasha of shvuas eidos. But if you're a pasul, you can't have the parasha of shvuas eidos. Says Rav Kiveger, the same would be true regarding hazam. What would be if an eid echad eidos isha is found to be a zaymein, or an echad b'soita is found to be a zaymein? Would you have the parasha of hazam? It depends. Says Rav Kiveger, in order to be in the parasha of hazam, you have to be an eid. It has to be eidos. So if the eid echad was an eid kosher, so an eid kosher is believed b'teiras eid, you'd have the parasha of hazam. If the eid echad that said eidos was an eid pasul, you wouldn't have the parasha of hazam. Says Rav Kiveger, l'fize, you have to say that when the Rambam says this Rambam we just read in Hilchos Eidos Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, the bo eid echad after kinyan v'stira, the hey it shezinso, the nimtza oisayo eid zayim mishalim ksubasa. It's talking about when the eid was an eid kosher, just like you have shvuas eidos by such an eid, you have a parasha of hazam as well. But just like the Mishnah says shvuas eidos na'egas ba'noshem v'loy b'noshem, even by eidos isha, even by eidos saita, so too it's pashit, you wouldn't have the halacha of hazam here as well. A chiddush gadol, a beautiful lundis, and you saw it from Kiveger. The emes is, I found that the Michas Chinuch was mechavet from Kiveger. Michas Chinuch in mitzvah lamed zayin. The Chinuch over there is talking about the loisaseh of shaloi lehei b'sheker. One of the Ten Commandments says the Chinuch v'noyheges b'chol makom u'v'chol zman b'scharim avoloi b'nekevos. It applies to men; it doesn't apply to women. She'ein hanoshin b'teiras eidos, because women can't be eidim. And being that women can't be eidim, it's pashit that they don't have loisana b'riyach eid shoker. Freit the Michas Chinuch, the Eini Maven. I don't understand the Chinuch. Nay, the Efsher, even though I understand usually women aren't kosher Eidos, but there are a few exceptions to the rule. You have Eidos Isha, you have Eidecha Besoite. In those cases, a woman is kosher to say Eidos. I mean that a woman is kosher to say Eidos in those cases. So, Frank the Michas Chinuch, if they would walk into Bez and say Eidos be Eidos Isha, we'd find out after is that they're liars. So, Luchayr, they should be able to sign a Chinuch. You have to say a Gavaldi aside that even though it's true, a woman is believed Eidos Isha, but she's not believe B'teres Eid. She's just believe B'teres Umdana. That Bezdin says, well, if she saw it happen, and Mishum Eguna Kilo Be'Rabbanon, a Daikin in Shulam Insubah, it probably happened. But she doesn't have the Koyach of an Eid. That means that she doesn't have a Koyach of an Eid. It's for that reason, you're not going to have the Loisa say of Leisana B'Reyacha Eid Shaker. Mamish Rab Kivager's Lomdus. That even though B'Eid Asisha, Ksherim Anemon and Psulim Anemon, but there's an afgemina between when a kosher says Eidos and when a apostle says Eidos. When a kosher says Eidos, he's believed a teres Eid. When a apostle says Eidos, he's not believed a teres Eid. Being that a kosher is believed a teres Eid, he's subject to the laws of Shuas Eidos, even Eidos Isha. He's subject to the laws of Hazama, and he's over Leisan of Reach Eichaka. But a woman, or any other apostle for that matter, that would say Eidos, Eidos Isha, or but Eidos Soita Lachakir of Estira, they wouldn't have the laws of Shavuos Eidos, you wouldn't have the halachas of Azama, and you wouldn't have Loisana Bereyacha Eid Shaker. And on that note, Hajun Alach Perek Ketzad HaEidim Zokt the Mishnah Vaiter Eilu Hein HaGoyle. So the truth is that we are going to completely shift our attention now. We're going from talking about Hazama, we're still not talking about Makis, to talk about the laws of Golas. Where did Golas get into? That was the second case of the first Mishnah. Mid and Anubish Pliny, that is Chayiv Golas. And we're going to have a whole perek, a beautiful perek, one of the nicest prokem in Shas, that talk about Golas, Elohei HaGoylem. This perek requires an intro, but we don't have time for an intro, so we're going to have to save that maybe for tomorrow or some other day. But either way, Zok the Mishnah, we all know what the Halach of Golas is, right? Somebody kills somebody, B'Shegig, two Eidim say it was B'Shegig, he goes to Golas. If you thought it was that simple, in the next 10 minutes you'll realize it's actually quite complicated. Zok the Mishnah, Elohei HaGoylem. The following people that kill somebody, B'Shegig, go to Golas. Ahoyrig Nefesh Bishgogel. So far, so good. If somebody kills somebody, B'Shegig, he goes to Golas. Mish says the Mishnah, I'll give you three examples of a Shegig, where the person that killed B'Shegig goes to Golas. Number one, Hay Magel B'Magelah. So a person was working on his roof, and he had a roller that he was using, and he's smearing tit, Rashi says, tar, on his roof. He wants it to be slanty so that when it rains, the water is gonna flow down. The nafla, olav, and he dropped this ma'agel, the roller. It landed on somebody, v'hargusai, and it killed him. That's an example of a hoirig nefesh b'shgaga. This person goes to Golas. If a person had a chavis, he was on his roof and he has the chavis, it's attached to the rope, the pulley system, and he's trying to get it to go down. The nafla olav, and the rope snaps, the chavis falls down, and it hits somebody, and he killed him, a hargusai. That person's also going to go to Golas. So if a person was walking down a ladder, the nafal olav, and he himself fell off the ladder, v'hargusai, and he killed the person underneath him. So if a person was pushing a roller on a roof, and the roller fell and killed somebody, he goes to Golas. If he was Mishal Shul B'Chavis, he was lowering a Chavis, the Chavis fell and hit somebody, he goes to Golas. Or if somebody himself was walking down a ladder, he fell and he landed on somebody, he goes to Golas. Stating that, if he wasn't pushing, but he was pulling, he was bringing the Magela towards him, the Nafla, and it slipped out of his hand. And he killed somebody. He was bringing the Chavis up to him, not lowering it, he was bringing it up, and that vinips like a chevel, and then the rope tore the nafla of hargusay and it killed. Or haya oyla besula, if he was walking up a ladder, not down a ladder, he was walking up a ladder, but nafla of he fell vahargay hareza ene gaila. In all those three cases, he doesn't go to Golas. So what's the difference between the first part of the mishnah, second part of the mishnah? Zeh kol sheba derech yiridasa gaila. If it happened derech yirida, you go to Golas. Shleba derech yiridasa. If it happened derech aliyah, not derech yirida, ene gaila, you don't go to Golas. Zok t'marani mili. You need a makar for this. How do you know that the only time you go to Golas is if it happened derech yirida, not derech aliyah? Amar Shmuel, the Amar Kra. It's learned that from one of the many psukim that describe this ritzicha b'shoigeg. The pasuk says, "Oy bechal even asher yomus ba beloy reis veyapel olav vayomos." So what we need is v'yapel olav v'yomos, and we learn from there. Ad sheyipel derech nefila. So before we go weiter,
you have to be aware, it's very hard to get these psukim al regalachas, but just to hear the theme of what the Gemara is about to darshan. So when the Torah talks about the Ritzech B'Shoigig at length, so the Pasuk is clearly talking about a Ritzech that killed B'Shoigig, says the Pasuk as follows. Just to read to you some of the psukim, literally as if we're doing Shnayim Mikra Vechatargum. The Vnei Yisro V'Lager V'Latosha B'Soichon Tieno Sheishar Ma'elo L'Miklot Lonu Shama Kol Maki Nefesh B'Shkogah. So the purpose of the Ir Miklot is, if somebody kills somebody B'Shoigig, you're a Maki Nefesh B'Shkogah, you have where to run. Vim Bechli Barzel Hiko V'Yomois Reitzeachu, Mois Yumasan Reitzeach. Ve'im be'eved yad, Asher Yomus Bahiko, Vayomois, Reitzeachu, Mois Yumasan Reitzeach. Oy bechli eitz yad. So he killed him with Barzel, he killed him with Evan, he killed him with an eight. Asher Yomus Bahiko, Vayomois, Reitzeachu, Mois Yumasan Reitzeach. Goyal Adam, who Yomus is a Reitzeach, befigure by who he missed. Goyal Adam is allowed to kill. Ve'im besinu yadofenu, Oy hishlich olo betstia, Vayomois. Oy be'eva hiko, Vayomois. Mois Yumasan Maka Reitzeachu. Goyal Adam, Yomus is a Reitzeach, befigure. The imbefessa, below Eva Hadafoi, O Hishlich Olaf Kolkli below Steer, O Bechle Evan Asher Yomuspa, below Rois, the Yapel Olaf Ayomis, Fuloi Oyevle Vakish Rosa, and it goes on and on and on. The bottom line is, there's about 15-20 things that need to be darshan, and the Gemara darshans them. So says the Gemara, Tadu Rabbono, Bishkago. It says the word Bishkago one extra time in that parasha. We know we're talking about a Ritzech B'Shoigig, and still the Torah has to say again, Maki Nefesh B'Shkogo, what's it coming to teach me? Pratlin Mezid. Only someone that kills B'Shoigig goes to Golas, not someone that kills B'Mezid. It says B'Vli Das, that's extra as well. What's that coming to teach me? Pratlin Mezchab. It's coming to exclude someone that had Kavan. Freit the Gemara, Mezid, a Mezid, Pshita, Barktolo. If you kill somebody Mezid, Yechayev Misa, Fashteitzach Alein. We know, of course, that you don't go to Golos, Amarova, Eimer, Prat, Lo, not Prat, Lemezid, but Prat to something that's Karav, Lemezid. Something that's very similar to Mezid. What is that? An Eimer Mutter. Someone who killed somebody knowingly and willingly with malice. It was first degree murder. It was premeditated. He had this all planned out. And he executed to the T. But in his mind, he thought it's okay to murder. So, he completed insanity, by the way. But anyway, so this person thought it was okay. He thought that was fine. That person is not a shoigig. Why not? Because what he did was done with intent. But at the same time, he's not a mezid. Because he was an eimer mutter. Says Rav, you know what he is? He's a karev lemezid. And what's the halach of karev lemezid? Karev lemezid is excluded from galus. That's this drasha. Bishkaga prat lemezid, prat le karev lemezid. Only Abaya said, you think that an oimer mutter is karev lemezid? I think just the opposite. I think oimer mutter is karev loinus. I oimer mutter onesu. If anything, he should be an oinus. He should be viewed as an oinus. Which, at first glance, Abai is arguing in Svara, literally, Mikatz ala Katza. It's the antithesis. Rava thought an Oimer Mutter is more similar to a Mezid. Abai said, I think just the opposite. If he thought it was okay, so Nebuch, this guy's an Oinus. I would treat him more leniently. Amalei, so Rava said, Sh'ani Oimer, Ichalt, Ha'Oimer Mutter, Karev LeMezid. No, I disagree with you. Bachlik Zabai v'Rav. Rava holds Oimer Mutter's Karev LeMezid. Abai holds Oimer Mutter's Karev LeMezid. Speak out to Rishonim. That there's no machloikis. They both agree that an Oimer Mutter is not going to Golas. According to Rav, he's not going to go to Golas because he's Karev LeMezid. According to Abai, he's not going to go to Golas because he's Karev LeOinus. L'may nafkimina then? There is a nafkimina, say the Rishonim. The nafkimina would be, could the Goyal Adam kill him? If he's a Karev LeMezid and he doesn't have a din to go to Golas, but the Goyal Adam could kill him. The Goyal Adam could kill a Ritzech LeMezid. The Goyal Adam could kill this person as well. If he's a Karev LeOinus, then the Goyal Adam wouldn't be able to kill him. Another important comment that the Rishonim make, second Tosfos on the Yomid. Tosfos says that in Hilcha Shabbos, there's also a discussion about Oimer Mutter. If someone's an Oimer Mutter, he's Mechal Shabbos. Does he bring a Karben Chatas? Does he not bring a Karben Chatas? Over there, it's Mavur that an Oimer Mutter brings a Karben Chatas. Everybody holds that an Oimer Mutter is a regular Shoik. So how come here there's a Shaila? L'chayra, if an Oimer Mutter is a Shoikigli in Shabbos, so why shouldn't he be a Shoikig over here? Rava has a Drosha. Bishkaga, Pratle, Mezid, Pratle, Oimer Mutter. Mechatesi. I thought he's included in Shoigig. Varai is included in Shoigig in the Chashabbos. It says a Pash the Teretz. The Jerusha is based on a Kroyaseir. There's an extra word, Bishkoga. And a Chanami. Had it not said Bishkoga twice, had it just been a parish of a regular Ritzech Bishoigig, Avadud Oimer Mutter would have gone to Golas. Hein, hein, advarim. That's the whole Gemara. What the Gemara is saying is that there's another mention of Shkoga. And you know why the Torah wrote Shkoga again? To teach me that over here, the definition of Shkoga has to be a more pure
definition of shkaga. So ordinarily, shkaga is more encompassing. Shkaga is what we would think of as an ordinary shaygig. Included in that is also the emor mutter. But here, the Torah wrote shkaga tzim tzveitin mal. It's coming to tell me that this definition is a much more limited definition. And over here, even an emor mutter falls outside the scope of what the definition of shkaga is. So shkaga le'inyin Shabbos and shkaga le'inyin reitzech b'shoigig are not one and the same. L'may nafkimina, so the first nafkimina anyways that we have, is oimre mutter, according to Rava, the way he understands the braisa, that an oimre mutter is karv l'mezit. Over here, the oimre mutter is, for that reason, not going to go to Golas. Bevli Das, the second part of the Braisa said, that it says that Ritzeach Meshoyeg goes to Golas if he did it Bevli Das. It says the Braisa, it's a big Chiddush. Wow. We need this because it teaches me, Pratlam Eschavin, that if the person killed Bekavona, I would have thought he goes to Golas. Kamash when he doesn't go to Golas. Faith to Gemara, Meschavin, that's like amazing. Pshita Bar Ketolu. Not problem is chabad if the guy had intent to kill. That's poshit. Then he doesn't go to Golas. What if someone had a mind to kill a behem and he killed a person? He had a mind to kill a in a Yehudi and he killed a Yehudi. So this was a Mishnah in Perikan Esrof that we learned together, where the Mishnah says this person doesn't get, he's not chayiv misa. Now, if you neschabel haragazeh, baharagazeh, that's the grace of machlokes of Shimon HaChacham. But in terms of you neschabel haragazeh, behemah, baharagazeh, adam, kuti, baharag Yisrael, over there, you're not chayef misa. At the same time, you're not going to go to Golas. So good, I tachamina. Maybe you should go to Golas. That's this drasha. Believe that's problem is chavin. That even though you're not getting misa's bezin, so I would have thought maybe you should get Golas. Kamash when you don't get Golas. Tanu Rabbanu. More drushes regarding these extra words in the pasuk. It says imbepesa. It happens suddenly. Prat lekeren's office. As opposed to if a person was walking, he's about to turn a corner and he's holding a knife or a sword, and as the two people meet at the corner, boom, he kills them. So what's the halacha? He's retech b'shoigig. In Bepesa teaches me that he doesn't go to Golas. Why not? So machlik is reshoinim. Some say because he's karv l'mezid. This person's karv l'mezid. Shoigig is not going to help him. Golam can kill him. Others say that no, this person should have realized. When you turn a corner, you have to realize that you never know what's going to meet you and you should be a little bit more careful. So it's actually the haruk, the onus was on him to be a little bit more sensitive to what might happen, and it's for that reason we're not going to punish the Ritzeach b'shoigig. B'loy Eva, it happened without any animosity. Prat l'sayne, sayne doesn't go to Golas. Hadafay, what does that mean? Shadachvay begufay. That if you fall on someone, meaning the halachas of Golas isn't only true if you throw something at someone, but even if you hit him with your body and you kill him b'shoigig, even then you're going to go to Golas. Ayhishlech alav, lahavi, yirida, shitzayrech aliyah. The Mishnah says that the only time you go to Golas, if it's Derech Yerida. If it's Derech Aliyah, there's no Golas. What about a Yerida, Sheitzorech Aliyah? Yerida, Sheitzorech Aliyah is included, Lahavi, that it's considered a Yerida, and there is going to be Golas. Beloy Tzidia, Pratlam Eschavim Letzadzeh, Vahokhalo Letzadacher. What if you tried killing somebody, you wanted to hit somebody, you wanted it to go on one side, it went on the other side, and you end up killing somebody b'shoikik, being that it didn't even go, the thing you threw where you wanted it to go, there's going to be no goals. And the same is true, v'asha loitzada, we learn from there, pratlam eschavin lizrik shtayim v'zarak arba. If you didn't think you were throwing it with so much force, and you ended up throwing it much further, no goals. Asha yovetz re'eo bayar, ma yar, just like a forest, v'shus l'nizik l'mazik l'kon esham, that's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. Af kol rishus l'nizik u'lamazik l'kon esham. But the only time a person is chayv goals if he kills somebody b'shoikik is if he kills anybody. But let's say you're in your own backyard and somebody comes in shalei b'shus, like you have in the sugis of shanog chasapar, that you come into my rishus shalei b'shus and I kill you b'shoigig, about over there you're not going to have the lach. But Rabbi Yechon, somebody was walking up a ladder, it was derech aliyah, the nishmat hashliva mitachtav, and one of the rungs of the ladder, as you stepped on the rung, it fell down. The nafla, it fell on somebody. Varga and kill mao. What's the halacha? You chayiv and out. What's the shaila? Do we look at it as derech aliyah or derech yirida? On the one hand, you're going up the ladder, so it's derech aliyah. But then again, the thing that killed happened from the force of your foot banging downwards. So kiyah gavna aliyah hi. Are you reading? I'm a lake for Nagata be a reader, Sheitzarech Aliyah. You're touching on the Aloch, reader Sheitzarech Aliyah. That's the Braisa we just learned. What was the Aloch in the Braisa? You read the Sheitzarech Aliyah, Lahavi. It was included. It is considered Erechi Esvei. Zach, Klaal, Kolshab, Derechi Ridasai, go. The Mishnah said, anytime somebody kills Derechi Rida, you go to Gols. Shalabi Derechi Ridasai. If you kill Shalabi Derechi Ridasai, Ene Gola. Says the Gemara, Shalabi Derechi Ridasai, Lasui Emai. What's it coming to be Marba, this Klaal? Lav Lasui Kai Gavna. When the Mishnah Chazar is over, that if you kill Shalabi Derech Yerida, you're potter from Golas. It's coming to include something that I wouldn't have otherwise known. Isn't it coming to include this halacha? Which halacha? That if it was Yerida, she tzarech aliyah, it's viewed as shaloi b'derech yeridasai, and it's for that reason you're going to not be chayiv galus. So he said, according to you, when the Mishnah says kol she b'derech yeridasai, Mishnah said kol she b'derech yeridasai, and kol shaloi b'derech yeridasai. So kol she b'derech yeridasai l'suyeh mai, I would think that maybe that's also coming to be marbi Yerida, she tzarech aliyah. So you can't bring me any rayas from the Zeh HaKlal in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said the halacha, derech yirida yichayv galus, derech aliyah, or shalayk derech yirida, you're not chayv galus. And then the Mishnah summarized it with a rule. Zeh hakla, kol shav derech yirida asay gaila, shalayk derech yirida asay ain't a gaila. What do you need the rule for? But the Gemara said, you can't tell me that the rule's coming to teach me the halacha of yirida shetzarech aliyah, because zil hachav is halacha. From the first part of the rule, kol shav derech yirida asay gaila would sound like you're including yirida shetzarech aliyah. From the second part of the Mishnah, shalayk derech yirida asay ain't a gaila would sound like you're excluding a yirida shetzarech aliyah. So what then is the Mishnah coming to teach me? Elo lasuye katzav. It must be coming to teach me the law of the butcher. Achanami lasuye katzav. Meaning this whole Mishnah of kol shebederech yiridasa goyla and shalei bederech yiridasa eina goyla are coming to teach me not halachas of yirida shetzarech aliyah, but rather halachas of butchers. Who is the katzav? We'll save that for tomorrow.